Alderman James Foss is Mayoral Committee Member of Assets Management and Economic Opportunities, including Tourism, joining us on the line to talk about this plan. Thank you very much, James, for making time.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
I was just sharing now the story of the beauty of the city and how, of course, with all the challenges, not only COVID, but many others, which I know were discussed at the AGM, there has been some issues on the tourism industry, and there's a plan to claw back and have a strategy over the next couple of years. What are we going to do?
Well, for us, the three most important things now is responsible pricing, responsible places, and responsible practices. Because if we can get these things right, we can diversify tourism products, boost cultural experiences and community involvement, and therefore drive demand, which will lead to jobs and social upliftment. And so community-based tourism gives us an opportunity to do this and sets us apart from other destinations and cities in South Africa and globally. And of course, it is about making sure we push community-based tourism opportunities to all corners of the city. And so we have a number of campaigns and programs specifically around the responsible pricing, responsible places, and responsible practices that will help diversify tourism, but at the same time, bring us new demand that will make business sense. And cruise... So cruise and aviation are two vital components of this growth. In other words, the ease of travel through direct flights is key to attracting visitors. And so by boosting direct flights and expanding current routes, we create more efficient connections between Cape Town and our existing and emerging key source markets. And similarly with cruise, because cruise is a very important market for us. We have a dedicated cruise terminal funded by the V&A Waterfront, which has proven to be a worthwhile venture, and it is showing massive return on investment. And we must say that the future is looking better with great demand, with certain cruise liners already fully booked for the 2022-2023 season.
Yeah, that's great news, James. I want to talk about the responsible pricing that you speak of. Obviously, as it stands, the local tourism industry has had to rely on domestic tourism, or even ourselves in the city, traveling and exploring the various tourism products that we have in the city. But what ordinarily happens when one discusses, enjoying the city is the question of prices. The question of affordability. So when you talk about responsible pricing, what do you mean?
Well, our official destination marketing organization, Cape Town Tourism, is hard at work on several domestic campaigns as South Africans look closer to home instead of going overseas for a top travel experience. So we are working closely with Cape Town Tourism and the industry to offer more affordable packages for locals to explore the mother city. And therefore, the pocket-friendly campaign will provide visitors and locals with tips on interesting things to do and places to see without spending a fortune. And at the same time, also to position Cape Town as a preferred destination for domestic tourism, because tourism will be a very competitive space in the future. And a lot of cities and towns will fight for their market share. And so we need to do things differently. We need to work with industry to ensure that we provide a quality offer so that we never make Cape Town a cheap destination. That's the first thing. We must not compromise on quality, so we must not market ourselves as a cheap destination, but as an affordable destination where we provide locals with an opportunity to experience their city by driving the pocket-friendly narrative.
What does that mean, James? Pocket-friendly, and I'm going to ask just on a practical level. Does it mean that, for example, it is... I know how much it costs if I were to take my family up to Table Mountain. I'm going to spend close to a grand, yeah? And does it mean that as a local, I'll be in a position to pay a different price to what somebody from, Germany would pay?
That is a very important point you're raising, because there is a big conversation around deal pricing at the moment. Now, deal pricing, it's got these benefits and also the downturn, because you don't want to... push your international visitors away by making it too expensive again. But we also need to be realistic. For South Africans to visit many of our attractions and experiences, it costs a lot of money. And so we need to work with industry to to be responsible on our pricing and to build in free packages like the Table Mountain Cableway, the Aquarium, and many others have now packages for locals at a different rate or even free if it's in the month of your birthday. And so they've got all these special offerings, and that's what we are talking about. Let's make it exciting. Let's make let's build in that that accessibility. But the dual pricing one, now that's a very interesting conversation because we've seen in some cities where they've implemented the dual pricing, you know, it's got its benefits. You're driving a lot of local demand, but then your international visitors, they sport for choice. And so we must make sure that we are responsible in the way that we approach the pricing. And so in certain cases, I am a fan of the dual pricing where you can have a different rate for locals. Because after all, your locals must also have the opportunity to enjoy and experience what your city has on offer.
Right.
And we are building it into many of our pricing systems. And that's what I'm excited about, so that you can travel like a local in Cape Town. And so the pocket-friendly campaign is a very exciting one where you can go onto the website, capetown.travel, and you can find 50 things to do for under 50 rand, 100 things to do for under 100 rand. And the private sector has really come on board with this. And that's what's so unique about Cape Town. I mean, it's just amazing how the industry has pulled together Cape Town Tourism, which is a membership-based organization, and the city's official destination marketing organization, doing a wonderful job to help us roll out these campaigns. But remember, a campaign has got a start date and an end date.
Yeah,
I want to go beyond that. I want to make sure that we use this opportunity, this moment in time, to reset the tourism opportunity in Cape Town and to transform the industry. Let's build in those community-based tourism offerings. Let's go and develop and create market access for products in areas that were previously marginalized or not on the main tourism route. Work on the culture and the cuisine, because those are the things that visitors also would like to see in your city. It's not only the beaches and the mountains. They want to come and experience the people and the culture. And so we're going to do a lot of exciting things around the curated routes. To use an example, the Khayelitsha curated route is one where we've worked with local businesses to get this exciting product offer up and running, where we partnered with tourism operators in the area, taking our knowledge of what is expected by the international visitor and assisting the operators to craft a tourism product that showcases their community in a manner that is authentic. And that's the opportunity that we have to reimagine tourism in Cape Town.
We appreciate your time, and I really love the work that you're doing. And, of course, Enver and his team as well. It is important that we support where we can to boost the tourism industry. Alderman James Foss is mayoral committee member of Asset Management and Economic Opportunities, including Tourism.